The sermon text is taken from Genesis chapter 3, combined with Jesus in the desert, and also some words from Matthew chapter 8, verse 23, Jesus at the Galilee Sea, where he was with the disciples. And I'll give a short summary after some points during the sermon. Let us read from Genesis chapter 3 again. Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and above all beasts of the field. On your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put an enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. In Danish, we have a saying that you sail your own route, your own sea, we say. To sail one's own way at sea. It has something to do with a man wanting to do otherwise than other recommend him. And then they may say, okay, then you sail your own sea. We see it in the story about the fall of man. Adam and Eve, they were created to a certain specific task. They were created in God's image to be with God and to trust and love each other and to work in the garden. They could use everything. God, he gave them one commandment which they should not break, and that was not eat of one tree. And then Satan came and said, is it true that God, he said, that you may not eat of any tree? And Eve said, oh no, we may eat of all trees. There's only one we could not eat of. And then Satan says, okay, but I tell you, it's not true. Just eat, and you will be free. Then you can decide your own way. You can sail your own sea. And Eve looked, and she did it. Just like we may do. We look at what is wrong, what is against love, what is against faithfulness, what is against God's commandments, and then we say, give it a try. And then she shared with them, with her husband, who was standing beside her. Adam and Eve, they felt for just one afternoon that they were going into a very big, nice ship, which was taking them to joy and to wonderful wonderful days. But it just took one afternoon. In the evening, they hid behind the trees, and they hid for themselves also. They were afraid, and they began accusing each other. So to sail one own sea is no good. And God, he didn't leave them. He came walking, and he called into their conscience and said, what have you done? So God also calls into our conscience and asks you, what are you doing in your life? How is your life? In accordance with God's commandments? And then he also says a gospel word into your life, that he will put an enmity between Satan and the seed of Eve, and that the seed of Eve will crush Satan one day. And believing that, you are back in God's ship. The gospel in Genesis chapter 3 is that the seed of Eve shall crush Satan. That's the gospel also to us. And that means that God himself, he wanted to be in our ship. He came into our world to fight against Satan and to win over Satan, like he did in the desert, where he met Satan freely, he conquered him, and later on the cross, he conquered him, and he was our Savior. Therefore, it's very meaningful to call this house a ship, where we are now with each other. Let us sail, not our own sea, but let us sail together with Jesus Christ, coming here Sunday after Sunday, and let us do the work ship men on the ship are doing. There are much things to do in this little ship. Let us also each Sunday make it possible for others to enter this ship. Amen.